John Lindorf, this week on Radio Nibbles, I want to ask you about your new gig, perhaps a surprising one at this point in your career. Tell us what you're doing for a living these days.
Regular listeners will remember last year I was a Lyft driver for a while. It didn't really work out financially. And so I looked to the one other skill that I possessed at this stage in my life, which is an old one, which is cooking. And I just randomly applied to a catering company locally. And they surprised me by calling back and saying, well, come in and we'll see if you can do it.
When was the last time you worked in a commercial kitchen?
1982. And but on the other hand, I've spent the intervening 40 years or whatever writing about food, talking about food. So I had the language. I knew what everything was in the kitchen. I just hadn't done the physical work of it.
How does that feel at this point?
It hurts. Yeah. I actually didn't think I could do this. It's been a month now. I didn't think that I could actually stand up and work for 5 hours in a row or whatever. And as it turns out, I can. But, you know, I've got old shoulder and elbow injuries and other, you know, old man stuff. But, I'm cooking. I'm cooking again. It's everything from preparing, say, a fruit platter for 144 people to making sofrito, you know, which is this wonderful combination of garlic and capers and olive oil and chili flakes that you use to start a lot of sort of Spanish dishes.
So a couple more questions. What have you learned and what do you like about the job?
What I learned is that my famous knife skills were not that sharp. And working with the chef there, I've learned to chop properly and ergonomically. And apparently I was messier than I thought too, and I've become less so. And I'm around food all day. That's fairly cool.
Let's talk more about this new gig of yours next week. Before we go today, though, update us any local food news.
Slow Food Boulder County has a spring cheese tasting May 6th at Cure Organic Farm. It's not a cheese tasting in the spring. It's specific cheeses to the spring. Slowfoodboulder.com.
Hmm. There's spring cheese and then there's like fall cheese and I didn't even know
that.
Yes,
okay. And then it's different than string cheese.
Great. May 6th at Cure Organic Farm. What's the best thing you've tasted lately?
I got taken to brunch by my sister to Morning Glory Cafe in Lafayette. Had wonderful crispy potato latkes with peach salsa, black beans, and a blueberry pancake, and lots of coffee. And man, it was good.
Morning Glory Cafe in Lafayette. You can listen to archived Radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org. And we'll see you next week.
Always tip your cook.
Having a derby irby. Looking the Fendel Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. Look here, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Yep. to my house.